Do you find that your life seems to be a frantic race that you never seem to win? Are you always trying to catch up with your own expectations? Well, you know, there are many who have come to believe that they are not living a full life if they are not completely, totally, 100% exhausted. Is that you? Are you guilty of that? Some seem to wear their weariness as a badge of honor, making sure to tell others how many hours they have worked, how little sleep they have been awarded, and how there just does not seem to be an end in sight. So here's my question for you today. To what do you equate value? Have you come to believe that this nose to the grindstone life is the only one that will result in the life that you desire? Because often we become imprisoned by our own beliefs without bothering to check the assumptions behind them. So today I invite you to consider this possible truth. Life happens through me. Notice I did not say by me. So keep your eye on your goals and objectives and allow the rest to unfold without feeling that you must force that unfolding. Take some time today in the midst of your responsibilities to simply enjoy the day. Notice the little things that so easily, normally escape your attention. The blooming flowers, the color of the sky, the color of the socks that your coworker is wearing. Allow yourself to remain connected to the power within that is actually your source, however you choose to refer to it. Success or sabotage? You choose the path to your success. It can either be smooth or bumpy. If you find that you are defending your limitations, guess what? You are limiting your success. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, really, the bottom line is, will you allow it to be an incredible day? If you are not already doing so, I hope you'll take a minute to like me on Facebook, facebook.com/askmarkward. If you think this podcast would be of value to others, please share it with them. Invite them to listen. Tell them why you like it. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I am Mark Ward.
For more, visit askmarkward.com.